Usually bikers will turn their heads when they hear a pair of exhaust pipes cackling by. The sound catches their attention as much as the style and chrome on the motorcycle. Bikers such as Neil Tepfer say making changes such as with exhaust pipes are part of the culture of motorcycle enthusiasts.
That's how we express ourselves, making changes on the bike that makes it either more fuel efficient or perform the way we, the rider, want it to perform.
And the sound of the bike is a big part of identity for many riders. But motorcycle riders such as Tepfer say they're concerned about an Environmental Protection Agency proposal that would crack down on motorcycle exhaust systems. Tepfer and others have gone so far as to ride their bikes to Washington to let Congress know they oppose the EPA messing around with their freedom to modify their bike pipes.
The thing with the EPA, and I'm probably going to get somebody's nose out of joint when I say this, but the EPA is just a government agency. They don't answer to the people. They don't listen to the people. They are bureaucrats that have their own agenda.
Tepfer is being mild compared to what some other bikers are saying about the EPA. There seems to be quite a bit of culture clash. A poster on the internet by one motorcycle riders association depicts a mock-up of an assault rifle-toting EPA official in riot gear. The caption reads, "He's from the government, but he's not here to help." It goes on to read, "He's here to take your heritage, he's here to take your freedom, he's here to take your motorcycle." Many bikers say they don't understand why the EPA is going after their motorcycle exhaust pipes. Mike Hayworth is the owner of Watson's Wheels of Madness, a custom motorcycle shop in Alton, Illinois. He suspects the problem is either the government bureaucrats don't have enough to do or do-gooders who can't mind their own business.
These environmentalist people, they want to rule our lives, and they're going to take and do whatever they can to say, well, we've got to stop this and we got to stop that. What kind of pollution does a motorcycle... There's not enough motorcycles in the United States to pollute anything.
That same argument is being made in Washington, D.C. Thomas Wild is a lobbyist with Motorcycle Riders Foundation. He says a study by the California Air Resources Board found that street bikes were only responsible for 0.006% of all motor vehicle emissions.
And if you took that pollution inventory of motor vehicles and made it equivalent to a 100-yard football field, street motorcycles would occupy a quarter of an inch in that field.
Wild says that motorcycles are fuel efficient, reduce traffic congestion, and take up less parking space. Wild says those are things that the EPA should be encouraging instead of pestering bikers with exhaust emissions restrictions. The EPA is a little baffled by all the noise about the emissions proposal. Don Zinger is with the EPA's Office of Transportation and Air Quality. He says the bikers don't understand the proposal.
These new requirements will have absolutely no effect on existing motorcycles.
Zinger says any new restrictions on exhaust systems would only affect new motorcycles that come off the assembly line after the restrictions are implemented, probably about 4 years from now. And Zinger notes motorcycles pollute a lot more than most people realize.
A typical motorcycle built today produces about 20 times as much air pollution as a new car today over every mile that's driven. 20 times. That's pretty significant.
So the EPA says street motorcycles should be made to pollute less, as the EPA has required many other types of vehicles to do. Many bikers believe the EPA is targeting street motorcycle riders because they're a small segment of society with a reputation of being on the wild side. EPA officials say bikers won't notice a difference in the sound or performance of the bikes under the proposed emissions restrictions, but it will mean they'll pollute less. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.